I wish to remind you of a subsistence circular from the federal government, which prohibits rejection of corps members by government ministries, departments, and agencies.
Brigadier General Ibrahim further identified some factors which he described as shortcomings on the part of corps employers, which often impeded the successful implementation of the scheme. The shortcomings enumerated by him included delaying and not applying for the service of corps members and expecting them to be posted, underutilization of corps members, aiding corps members to stage manage their rejection, and sometimes facilitating their service abscondment. More importantly, the Director General listed lack of provision of statutory welfare needs, inadequate provision for security, inhuman treatment in workplaces, and exposure of corps members to COVID-19. The NYC boss also called on the state and local governments to construct transit camps and corps lodges across the 774 local governments nationwide, as well as improve facility in the various orientation camps. Brigadier General Ibrahim equally reminded corps employers of their responsibility to the corps members posted to their workplaces.
Employers are expected to make some statutory welfare provision for the corps members. This includes transportation from camp, reception to introduction on arrival at the service location, accommodation with modest furnishing, transport to and fro office.
In an address, the director of NYSC Southwest Area Office, Mrs. Fumilayo Akimosis, welcomed the corps employers, reminding them of the need to improve in their care of the corps members and their employment, saying that employers of labor in Nigeria benefit immensely from job mobility of the corps members. Similarly, in an interview, the Shostate coordinator of the NYSC, Mrs. Winifred Shopweka, explained that the workshop was at the instance of the Director General to rub minds with corps employers so as to form a common ground to justify the essence of the compulsory national service. In a goodwill message, the Commissioner for Youth and Sport of Shostate, who doubles as the chairman of the NYSC Board of Directors, Mr. Aziz Lawal, commended the contribution of NYSC to the development of Osun State while reassuring the scheme of the state government continuous support in the area of infrastructural facilities. One of the core employers, Pastor John Ajayi, said such interaction was important to promote functional relationship between NYSC and the employers.
The relationship is cordial between the NYSC and the core member employer, building the nation and extending the unity of the nation.
The workshop focused on the theme, optimizing the NYSC corp employer partnership for national development in the context of the new normal. Papers were presented by the Director of Veterinary Service in Osun State Ministry of Agriculture, Dr. Bosede Olatokun, and the Vice Chancellor of Redeemers University, the Professor Enison Akinlo. From Oshogbo, Adeniton Akiola, Radio Nigeria.